Hello and welcome back to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. We are here and we're going to talk about something I touched out upon. I think it was last couple of episodes, maybe even before. So one night, check this out. I was on the iPad, as most of us are. That's how we get our entertainment now. We go surf the web for whatever. And I was on YouTube, as per usual. And I came across a channel that you guys should check out. I'll leave the link up in the show notes for you guys to check it out. Channel is called The Art of Drumming. Many of you probably already, figured that one out. It's very similar to the other channel that we can talk about next time, to Drumeo on YouTube. But The Art of Drumming, I was looking at the page the other day. I actually fell down that rabbit hole and I started looking further into it. And it's weird. You get onto these rabbit holes here. I'm just going to click here on their subscriber page here. And the one that got me, even though I cannot stand this song, played it when I was little. A lot of people requested me to play it. You just get sick of it. And the clickbait was a video on their channel called In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins Recreating the Iconic Sound. That was pretty damn cool. So they recreated the iconic sound. I didn't know that how it was recorded. It really didn't come into play until I actually saw the video. And the video actually, it's a very good video. They talk about the only way you get that sound is through using your concert toms. And now a lot of you will agree or disagree with me out there that Phil Collins is the only one that can make concert toms sound good, unless you're a field drummer. There you go. I'll leave the link up for that page in the show notes. Artofdrumming.com. I'll leave that up in the show notes. Great. It's a great channel to check out. They have breakdowns on everything. But again, the In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins Recreating the Iconic Drum Sound. That was the clickbait. And I started to get hooked. And once they clickbait you in there, then you're like, especially if it's something that's very interesting like this one was. It's like I said, I never knew that. It only took two mics over. I think it was, he said it was overheads and then a talkback mic that was left on. And that's how they captured that sound, which was pretty. And they recreated it on here. Not sure if you can hear it. Snare drums heavily muffled, but it the way they recreated it was pretty damn cool how they did it. They basically took the bottom heads off to make that concert head tom sound, and then did the techniques from back in 1981 when it was released. And that iconic sound, everybody knows that lick. Come on, you'd really have to be, I don't know where you'd be living if you didn't know that lick. Everybody knows that lick. Phil Collins is famous for that lick. The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then a lot of other drummers tried it too. You listen to it back, if you think about it, drummers coming up from the 70s at the same time that he did, and then that tom, iconic tom sound is what everybody, they recognize it for. And when you play a lick like that on the drums, I mean, think about it. People are going to automatically associate that with Phil on there. Now, it must be a British thing because even Keith Moon was doing licks like that too. But yeah, check out that channel. Art of Drumming. They break down that sound, which is it's an incredible way to, you know, you don't have to go and compress the hell out of everything like sometimes I do on some of my recordings to get that sound. Because I play the double-headed toms, you don't have to compress the hell out of it if you can follow this technique and try to get it good, you don't need it. I mean, the only, you know, this muffling that I have on the, besides the bass drum, is every now and then I will muffle my snare drum to get more of a quick, you know, just a quick snap, like a gated sound. It's actually a really cool sound right there, how they got it going. That's actually the Art of Drumming sound. That's not Phil playing. That's pretty cool on that end right there. So I'll leave the link up to the channel on the show notes, The Art of Drumming. Check it out. They got a lot of cool stuff. I started really going into the John Riley stuff. I probably talked about it before, getting out of the comfort zone, out of the big kit, and been playing the smaller kit. Spending some time with my jazz playing. And John talks about the feathering bass drum technique. You know, and that's one of the things that when you're playing jazz, you kind of want to feather that bass drum pedal because it's... So there's the what he's talking about. There's feathering the bass drum, and you play it. Start it slow. I'm really gonna start trying to work on that technique. That's something when I'm playing jazz, that my feathering technique with the bass drum pedal is not great. You know, playing heel up a majority of my time playing. Really, you know. The feathering technique is heel down, and you're lightly tapping on that bass drum, keeping it like you're accompanying the bass guitar or the upright bass or whatever that's comping for you. You just want to do it that way. But I was watching the John Riley thing when he was talking about the feathering of the bass drum, and it just caught my attention. It's just like, man, if you can make your bass drum sound that good, what else can you do? So you fall down that hole. Watched a little more of it, and he's talking about it, and it's like you play it fast, slow, which if you're going to play the jazz style, if you're going to play like that, it's going to be very versatile. You probably could use it if you're playing just straight blues.
He's not the only one playing the time in the band. And in the early jazz bands, the drummer's partner in the rhythm section was a tuba player.
Exactly. There you go.
And the tuba player didn't have that much
time. Remember, we drummers are... the timekeeper.
At a two feel rather than a four feel. The four feel I was demonstrating on the ride symbol. The two feel would be one. If you're in 4/4, thinking in two, you play 1/3/4, 1/3/4, and the bass drum would marry with the tuba player playing in this way.
There you go. It's feathering the bass drum, playing it in jazz. You can speed it up, slow it down. That's one thing. Encourage everybody who's I don't, again, I see the metrics, and I only see the people that are listening to. I don't know what styles you guys are all playing out there. Reach out on the social medias at Twitter and on the Instagram. Slide into my DMs. I want to know what my listeners out there all over the world are. What styles you guys are playing. I want to know. We need to talk about that out there. Because you want to be versatile in your playing. And playing jazz or anything will help open up, you know, your phone doesn't stop ringing if you can be well-rounded like that. So learning new techniques, learning new techniques and learning new styles will always help. So check that out right there. That's something that I encourage you to check out. So feathering the bass drum and being able to use that, besides jazz, let's talk about where else you could possibly use it. I mean, that technique is going to probably come in handy. So practice that slowly. It's almost like you're kind of tapping the pedal. You're kind of like dancing on it. Just don't all of a sudden, you know. I know a lot of us like to play the kick drum with authority, and you want to, those kicks need to be there, pow, pow. But sometimes you don't need to do that, especially when it comes to jazz. So, I mean, you can try. There's no rules. Do whatever you want out there. You know, I'm not going to tell you that you can't slam that bass drum in jazz. That's up to you to try that out. There's probably a lot of you guys out there and girls out there, a lot of the alternative, the rockers out there. You know, that's one of the things. It's like, one of the things that used to scare me was I grew up a jazz player. You guys hear me say it all the time. I grew up a jazz player. I didn't discover rock music until maybe 1991, 92, right around the grunge era. So right when the Pearl Jams and the Nirvanas and the Sound Gardens of the world started to pop up, I was pure jazz up until that point. Listen to hip-hop music as well. Almost 10 years, 11 years of me being alive is when I discovered rock music. Not so much that it changed my drumming or anything, but it's rock music is such a broad thing. It branches off into like 100 million different things. It's like, which way are you going to go on there? You know? I went down the progressive rock nightmare hole. Nightmare hole, because I say that right there, because if you look at that music, can be very intimidating, but if you can make it through and then make it sound good, you're probably level up on some people. Some people that are not musical, that are going to look at it and be like, what the hell is that? So that just, you know, music is that language that if you can play everything, you're going to be all right. So, but we got to remember, there's no rules here. No rules here. You play what you like, you play what you love, and you do it with authority. You're going to play the drums, you got to play it with feeling. You can't just be up there and be like nonchalant, be like, whoa. Play the damn instrument. Come on. That's what it's there for. So, John Riley, the technique about the feathering technique, it's a very cool thing, especially when it comes to playing in jazz. If you guys are learning jazz or whatnot, you're just starting with jazz, it's a good place to check out. It's a very good place to check out, and, you know, you're going to learn, and it's going to open up your vocabulary. There's your typical jazz figure right there. Just tap that bass drum, feathering it, play that on top, practice that slow. And, you know, you can you start adding in the snare drum on there as well.
And with the bass drum underneath the cymbal, it has the effect of helping marry with the bass player, but also of making the sweet spot in each quarter note feel a little broader.
And that's what you want. You just want that note to just sing. Marry with the bass player. That's when the music starts sound beautiful. All right, I don't know what the hell we're talking about here, but let's continuing on with the Art of Drumming channel. They got a whole bunch of stuff on here. They got this thing called the Amen Break. I don't. Let's take a look. Let's have a listen here. See what's going on here in the Amen Break. These stupid ads. Let's see. What are they talking about on the Amen Break? I think we all know where this is headed. JoJo Mayer. Almost a JoJo Mayer side, like, lick. There you go. There's where it is. Mm-mm-mm. That lick is like the Clyde Stubblefield lick, the funky drummer off of James Brown. That's a versatile lick if you're, you know, if you're going to be going that way. You know, I there's a funny thing. I've recorded on countless couple of hip-hop albums here in the local Chicago area. Not once did I ever think about taking my piccolo snare drum. And now I see this video here for that type, for that style of sound and for hip-hop music. It's like, a little late to the game, but I might next hip-hop session I do, guess what's coming with me? So it's just funny. It takes a little bit until you see that. So now they have it. It looks like they've got a bigger snare drum on here. It looks like a 5x14. Let's see if they're actually playing it. It looks like they might be tuning it a little bit. Let's see. Really not sure if you guys can hear it or not. Let's see. Let's see what it sounds like. Actually sounds pretty close, especially with the 5x14 snare drum that they're using. It's got a fiber skin head on it. It's actually pretty cool there, but it's just watching the introduction to this thing. I never cared once to never even thought about bringing that piccolo snare drum out here. Here they are using that piccolo right there. Yep, there it is right there. Let's see. Let's give it a listen. Sounds very similar. So the Amen break on there, hey, we listened to it, a lot of you guys probably already knew what that was. Not me. You could teach an old dog some new tricks though, right? But, yeah, so obviously recommend checking out the Art of Drumming YouTube channel and exploring it on there. A lot of great stuff there. Enter Sandman sound, Rosanna Shuffle sound, Big Band sound. It's they got a whole section here recreating iconic drum sounds. Now that's pretty cool, you know. They go step by step on what you can do to get your drums to sound that way. Obviously, you're not going to sound like the guy who's playing them, you know. That's one thing. Check that out. YouTube, believe it or not, YouTube. It's for us drummers. You ladies and gentlemen probably already figured that out, all right. It's a great way for us to get out there and showcase our skills and talents out there. You can't go wrong with YouTube. We kind of wishes that I had it 30 years ago, but hey, it is what it is. It's what happens when stuff starts to get, you know, you get your technology start taking over. It is exactly what it is. And I want to check out on Twitter. I'm seeing a lot of my favorite drummers are starting to head back out on tour. Todd Zuckerman is getting back out on tour with Styx. He's posted a couple pictures up on his Instagram. Portnoy is, they're getting ready to, I guess they're starting up the tour. The shows that got canceled during the pandemic, they're starting to come back. They're starting to come back. Easily one of those sites that you miss when live music is gone for almost a year. You forget that these guys got to get back out there and entertain us. Do I want to get back out there? I talked about it before. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be nice. But I'm having fun doing this. I'm doing the podcast. I'm doing the drum channels. My drum channels. I'm having fun doing this. This is, you know, I don't want to say I'm completely retired from touring. I'm never retired from recording. Never. But retiring from touring, I might be semi-retired. I'm not going to, depending on the gig, I always put it, it's a depending on the show. We do it by show-by-show basis, you know, because playing live, it's very demanding. It's very, very demanding. So, yeah. So that's what's been coming up on my Twitter feed. Portnoy's going back on tour with Sons of Apollo, Neil Moore's band, and Transatlantic, I believe, is coming to a town near you. Shows are starting back up in October, is from what I've saw. And already Todd Zuckerman and Styx are back out on the road. Great to see those guys out there. Jordan Rudess is another one that's resuming his piano tours. Back out on the East Coast. So he's got that going back together. Slowly the shows are coming back. You know, but they'll always be here. We'll always have an audience for you guys here on the podcast or on the YouTube page. Want to keep a reminder out there, the Drumatic, he's got Fallout Boy Irresistible drum cover coming out on the YouTube page. Check his channel out over there. I'll leave the link in the bio for you. So, yeah, YouTube is that useful tool. You can fall down a rabbit hole like I have, especially with the Art of Drumming page. I'm telling you now, check that out when you get a chance. It's very informative. It's very, very good. So check it out. Links are in the show notes. Yeah, that's all that we got for today, for this episode right here. I just want to do a quick reminder. If you're looking to start your own podcast, please check out anchor.fm, record, and they distribute. You still got to do your legwork, and you may even get paid for it. But check out anchor.fm, sponsored by Spotify. They sponsor this episodes and all my episodes right now. So give them a, if you've got a creative mind, you got a topic you want to talk about, check them out. They can get you started right there. Then just a little bit of a slower one today. Not a lot that, you know, I was just doing my skipping around on YouTube, and that's what I came across. And sometimes that happens, and you become a lifelong fan for that, right? So, anyway, thanks for listening to the Everyman Drummer podcast. Get into my DMs on the Twitter and Instagram at The Real Will Geronimo. And let's pick a topic and talk about it. You know, see what we can come up and maybe we can brainstorm some ideas. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Take care and keep on drumming.